fun every now and then to type in full movie HD on YouTube and see what just comes up. Because, I mean...
Especially, you know, the day after a new release.
Well, I think a little... like, I check out the stuff that's not the shaky...
Right, but it's amazing how much of that stuff pops up.
Oh, so quickly.
Like, when The Hunger Games came out, that same day you could find the full movie
on YouTube. Well, when you need to get it, because if you, like, wait a day, it's going to be taken down. Yeah, the only time you can't... Like, I've grabbed shows off of YouTube just because I know, okay, it's, you know, 4 hours after it's out, this is the only time I'm going to be able to grab the Adventure Time episode on YouTube if I want to get there. Otherwise, I'm going to have to wait another 2 days for somebody to upload it to a pirating site.
Right. I've had the same thing. It's more so I've found out that I was just like seconds ahead of production companies in terms of finding classic shows. Like, I got really heavy into Disney's Recess a while ago, which was on one Saturday morning on ABC.
Did they even have any other shows on one Saturday morning besides
Pepper
Recess?
Ann.
Oh, yeah, Pepper Ann was good.
Wasn't Doug on one Saturday morning?
Disney Doug.
They got
Disney
sold
Doug.
To Nick, though, at
some
point.
No. Nick started, and then they sold it to Disney.
Oh, that's the way it went.
Yeah.
Manny the Uncanny!
I feel like there was another show
was on
that
there.
I was watching on there.
But that was just a segment. That wasn't a full show.
Yeah, and then the genie from Aladdin would pop up and say, "Great minds think alike." Wrong. Great minds think for themselves. Blah, blah, blah. Inventor or somebody from the past who was cool and did stuff.
Yeah, I remember those segments as well, also.
As I say, I can actually picture them very vividly at this point.
Oh, House of Mouse. That was the other one. That was
transition. Did it transition to Disney, or I thought it lived on beyond its years, or maybe it was just a replay of it? Because I imagine they couldn't do too much.
It was on one Saturday morning, and eventually transitioned to the Disney Channel when they kind of got rid of the whole one Saturday morning thing, and it kind of died there.
I think they played it on Toon Disney for a while. I always saw it there, but I never watched it. So I never don't know if it's reruns or what.
Sorry,
I
had
loved
to do
the
it.
Mashup of all the characters. That just entertained the hell out of me as a kid. I don't know why.
I think, a number of House of Mouse episodes just appeared on Netflix.
Really?
Yes.
What?
So, okay. Episode 110, jumping in now because we have to use all of that stuff because all of it's relevant. So that's just going to mess with the entire system. But we have to start episode 110 right now. So thank you, Dan and Bennett, for joining us. Dan, haven't seen you here in a while.
Yeah, since episode 71, I believe, was
the
last one. So it's been a while.
Yeah, we've
thanks
got
for
a triple
back.
Digits
yeah,
now. So you
made it 39 shows without crashing.
Yeah, exactly. After coming on. And then Bennett, thank you for coming back, and I'm glad that you have your headphones again.
Woo.
Finally, because that
it was rough coming back here last time with no headphones. Because had them the last time I was here.
Yeah, so there was the moment where it was like, oh well, you're here, but she's not, so we couldn't get it back somehow.
No, but I'm reunited with my headphones.
And it feels so good.
So comfortable around the ear region.
I'm sure it is.
So I was saying that Disney, House of Mouse, at least I know an incarnation of it is on there because I was scanning it recently and I saw Disney House of Villains.
Okay.
So I know that
yeah, the House
at
of
one
Villains
point
was
time,
like a special or whatever.
A special
yeah.
or a spinoff or some sort of like multi-episode thing, maybe it's probably more a video, but I know that was on there, so I'm pretty sure that it's in that wave of things because the original Recess movie, Taking the Fifth Grade, was on there, but they haven't made it to the episodes yet, so I assume it's still A-list enough in terms of popularity to
they
hold
off.
They
don't have season 1 and 2 on Netflix of Recess?
Nope.
It's like... recently, I noticed that The Brave Little Toaster 2 is on Netflix, but not the first one. It's the same deal where it's Brave Little Toaster, the first one, is just a little bit too awesome for it to be on Netflix.
But
a lot of
yet.
Different things.
A lot of the adventure, well, I mean, you could say that most Disney movies are adventure movies, but like the Strictly Adventure, the Robin Hood, Sword in the Stone.
Oh, yeah, Robin Hood just came out.
Yes, and Dumbo, I know, was in that group as well of things to recently come out, so we're getting to not quite like blockbuster but still like favored.
Yeah, and more so the older stuff I've noticed. It's like they're going with the really old stuff and slowly working their, you know, way towards the newer movies.
Well, and kind of, they're kind of starting at one point and just expanding both ways.
Right.
Because they haven't gotten the Disney Pixar stuff completely up there yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that,
but then they haven't done Snow White, Cinderella. Like the really
well, yeah, but those well, they have big their whole Disney Vault thing that they've as a marketing gimmick forever.
Well,
you
yeah,
know, where they can re-release Aladdin in every 5 years or whatever, and actually sell it instead of just letting it sit there and have people, you know, not pick it up as much and have to run multiple printings. So I'm wondering if that's going to hurt.
Well,
like how that's going to figure in with their. That sort of marketing that they do.
Buy Aladdin now before it goes back into the Disney vault forever.
Until 2015 when Disney will have its entire catalog more or less on Netflix.
Wonder if they're just going to like a month before it comes out of the vault take it off of Netflix so that people want to see it go and buy it and then like 3 months later they put it back on.
I feel like people would riot.
Well, it's maybe. That and you know you could advertise the bonus features as being a very nice
that's true.
Tack onto it, which is a great transition for another story that I have.
So
I'm gonna try to tie these together as well as I can tonight.
Is it about bonus features?
It is about bonus features. Digital bonus features.
Oh.
But this is kind of a backhanded approach to this story. And, oh, good. Oh, no. I thought all my tabs closed. I was scared for a second there. Walmart has a digital movie service that we had discussed at its release called Vudu, which is partially owned by Sony, where you can, and I think Target has a partnership with them at this point. There are a couple other companies that all go into the same pot of movies.
Right.
Where it is a digital video renting and purchasing alternative to iTunes and Amazon and a couple of independent sites. So, you know, it's another horse in the race.
So similar to, like, Redbox streaming?
But you actually purchase these.
Oh, gotcha. It's not
like it's not rental. Like the new Redbox rental thing that I remember that library being crapola.
I haven't even
seen it. It's a waste of time. But this is something where you either can rent it or purchase it, and now they are offering they're offering digital bonus features, and the first one that's going to be available is for District 9.
Oh, that's a good movie.
But I feel like kind of outdated at the same time. Like they're
it is a bit, but I would still be interested in seeing bonus features.
Right,
on that.
Right, and they have another they have a list of other ones that'll be like This Is the End, After Earth, White House Down, Grown Ups 2, Smurfs 2. So a number of recent movies thereafter, but they're starting kind of a little ways back.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring this up is I find it really funny that this is news because iTunes Extra has existed for, I think, 2 to 3 years at this point, and it's the exact same thing.
I'll be honest, I've never heard of it.
I buy a lot of movies. I should stop.
So really, they should just be prefacing all these announcements with someone other than Apple has finally done this.
Somebody has jumped on this bandwagon.
Yeah,
but it's just one of those things where I do buy a lot of TV, or at least I did buy a lot of TV seasons in a physical form to get the bonus features, most specifically the blooper reel. Because for reason, like I remember purchasing seasons 1 through 3 of Psych because I wanted to see those bonus features. But now all of those things you can find online most of the time on YouTube, if nowhere else.
You can just YouTube, where's the bloopers, and they'll show all the bloopers ever.
Right. And it's fantastic, but it was always a treat to be able to go back to, oh, I kind of vaguely remember this scene based on how it's set, or this is very familiar. It's like, okay, so this is how they screwed around for a moment and a half to make sure that the show is just a bunch of actors, and it's like it's a nice connection to the show.
Yeah, I'm sure Scrubs had a lot of have, stuff.
And most of them are on YouTube. I have actually watched some of those.
Yeah, I think some of them get kind of dirty.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Easily.
Yeah.
But it's...
I've never been big into bonus features or special, especially like the commentary versions. I can't like watch a movie and then come back to it later and rewatch it with other people talking over it. Like, I find the information interesting if it, like, it's pared down and I can read it, like, trivia tidbits. But I don't want to, like, watch...
Like, pop-up video?
Yeah. It just... I'm not a big bonus features guy. When I've seen something, I digest it, and then I'm kind of done. I don't need, like, a lot of behind-the-scenes or whatever. Like, I
think there are some that are worthwhile. Like, I found that a lot of the Simpsons commentary on the DVD sets that they have, those are fun because there are so many people in there that have contributed in different ways to the point of you get the perspective from a production standpoint, voice directing, voice acting, animation. Like, you get all these tiers in it.
Yeah.
Where I think that there is enough variety. Like, they don't care who is a part of this mix. It's just a bunch of these people were available today, so we're going to just put them in a room where a lot of high-budget commentaries are usually, like, director, one producer, and then cast members mm-hmm. to draw a lot of attention. It's like, oh, hey, so we had, like, actor A, B, and C come in and chat about it for an hour and 45.
Yeah, I've heard some of the best commentaries are people who weren't even, like, involved in the project. Like, Neil Patrick Harris, I think, did some commentary for something he wasn't even, like, on, you know. He was just there in the, you know, because it's not very high priority to, like, oh, we got to have these big budget, you know, voiceover about and just people like in a room shooting the shit.
Kind well, it, of it, they it, watch it's a very 50-50. Hey, some take watching? That approach. Yeah, some people take the approach of, yeah, we just want to have people watching it and just getting a viewpoint. But then there are people like, we need some names behind this to make this bonus feature seem
sellable.
Yeah, sellable, more profitable, more interesting.
I kind of like it when movies don't take themselves too seriously, though. There was one a few years ago. I don't remember which one it was, but for their commentary track, it was somebody reading a book. It had absolutely nothing to do with the movie. They just took some voiceover guy. Stuck him. I honestly don't remember, but they took some guy, stuck him in a closet with a book, and had him read the book while the movie is just playing in the background.
That would be interesting if that was for Man on the Moon, or Man in the Moon? Man on the
Man
Moon.
On Man, the on moon.
Man on the Moon. Yeah. Where it's just Jim Carrey reading a book over the movie of Andy Kaufman.
I mean, I don't see how that perfect. Isn't an ode to Andy Kaufman.
Right?
Because he would, that's what he did during some shows, he just read a book because he didn't want to be funny.
He wanted to be funny by not being funny.
He wanted to play jokes, but he didn't necessarily want to be funny. He wanted to play jokes on the audience.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like, and he found them hilarious, so I guess he was being funny.
Yeah.
But
kind of a self-fulfilling pursuit of fun.
Yeah. Yeah. If you haven't seen Man on the Moon, you probably should. Just because he inspired so many comedians of our day and age. Like, mm-hmm. so much anti-humor just comes from him. It's kind of like going back and reading like Lord of the Rings or watching Seinfeld to appreciate sitcoms. It's just sort of going back to the roots, I feel
right.
like. Or just Ooh. Watch some Andy Kaufman stuff.
Hmm.
And on that note, that's a perfect time for me to just steal the conversation because I couldn't find a way to, you know, link that to anything
fell
else.
Off his segue.
Yeah, it didn't really work. So one thing, it doesn't really require a lot of commentary, but it's more just an interesting note, is that Netflix has released its premiere date for House of Cards Season 2.
Oh,
so excited.
Based on the fact that House of Cards won 3 Emmys this year as a streaming program, it's nice to know that they are... Pardon me. Bad water, sorry. It's nice to know that they are not following the release schedule that we were talking about last week with the new Turbo program based on the CGI movie,
mm-hmm.
where on Valentine's Day, of all days, they will be releasing all of Season 2 in one go.
Good.
So,
cool.
Back to binging style, but...
Season 2 of what?
House of Cards.
Oh. Okay.
Best Valentine's Day ever.
See, I really liked Season 1.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was a really good show. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
It's wrapped up in your mind?
No, it's just... Like, it's one of those things that's hard to get away from because it's so just good and engaging.
Mm.
But politics are very, like, I don't really care that much about politics.
Yeah, so, I kind of come in and out on those.
Yeah, the subject matter itself wasn't very engaging, but, you know, the characters, you know, just suck you in like a black hole.
Right.
But I don't really feel that inclined to go back to that. and remember all the political stuff that happened or whatever. I'm just...
Well, seeing how much fiction they wave in, yeah.
Yeah.
Though, that's an interesting counterpoint, is it was too good last time, where I'm worried for my own well-being that I can't allow myself to participate, which it is a compliment and just a backhand in the same swing.
That's actually something that somebody should pitch to Netflix, is that you can set up filters so that it pops up like a message. You've watched 5 episodes of this show today, you can't watch it for another week type of thing, that you can just set yourself.
Though that might follow the Wii screen of maybe you should go outside. Why are you playing video games like a loser?
But, I mean, they've had features like that in games for a long time. Yeah. Baldur's Gate 2 did. Your players may not have to eat and sleep, but you do. So please take care of yourself. We don't want to lose any dedicated players.
Oh,
so that's,
I've never gotten to one of those screens.
That's been going on.
I'm not
a
dedicated
while.
Enough.
Star Fox 64 3D on my 3DS does that. It Rob 64 pops up on the screen after you finish a mission. Is like, you know, you should probably do something else for 10 minutes. Probably a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. Those are actually come back. Good Mwah. Features, I yeah. think. Because if you're so engaged, you don't care if that pops up. You know, it's not gonna
right.
take you out of it. But if you're just
I've never
like
paid
sort
attention
of
to
slogging
those
through, I don't know.
So I remember, I think it was collegehumor.com actually had that set up. If you just had their continuous video play, like you had a playlist and it just keeps going. After like 3 or 4 videos, like, are you still watching? Just wondering, but are you still watching?
Yeah.
And it stops. It's like, okay, yes. Click.
Yeah.
And it'll keep playing. It's like, but they did get rid of it. So
is
nice.
There any way to get Netflix to stop doing that? Because I get really comfortable. And then I have to get up and go over to my computer and click play another episode.
Oh, no,
it
no,
is
it's
the
so
worst
inconvenient.
Thing.
Ah.
Yeah, yesterday
my
I literally just
threw.
Stopped and fell asleep because it did 2 episodes, and then in the third one, I was like, oh, nope.
It depends on what system you're watching it on. Like, computer, it does it most of the time. Like,
I think
know,
it's like
on
three.
Roku, it doesn't do it at all. You have to physically select every single episode.
Right, and I think Apple TV is the same way, but they're working on it, I think.
Okay. There's not a setting I can do. Just be like, oh, after 4 episodes, that's my sleep timer or whatever.
No.
No.
That could be thrown in with the whole, you know, stop after 5 episodes and go outside thing, though.
That would be nice if you could preset it, though. It's like,
right.
let's just keep playing. I want to watch... I want to sit down and watch 3 episodes.
Right. This is the amount of time that I can binge without stopping.
And I'm even thinking, like, for, you know, adults, you can make your own decisions. I mean, if you really want to binge and watch 3 days worth of something and, you know, start hallucinating, go ahead. But I could see that being a really useful feature for parents, where it's like, you know, okay, I don't want my kids to sit in front of the TV for, like, 5 hours, so I want to cut it off after, let's say, an hour or whatever.
Lock it.
I know that a lot of tablets have that feature at this point, and I know that a lot of TVs have that parental lock of some sort, but I think it's more of a channel-based thing. But I know for, I think the Kindle Fire or one of the Kindle incarnations was really promoting this idea that in order to get game time, video time, you have to do a certain amount of educational time. I don't know if this is like a number of pages or amount of time spent in like a book reading app or something along those lines.
That's cool.
But it did actually break up that like, oh, no, you can't play Angry Birds until you do a little bit more of this, whatever this was.
Huh. That's like automatic parenting.
Basically, it's no
it's
more
taking,
need for an egg timer.
Taking the hassle out of parenting, just... Yeah, you want to screw around? Fine.
They just
read book first.
They just single-handedly destroy the entire babysitting industry.
Yeah.
See, I just won't let my kids play crap games. Angry Birds? No. Bad. Go. 60 RPGs, just for you.
No Minecraft? Because that's what I see table side.
Good.
Well, I see that table side more often than not, that it's a kid on a phone or a tablet. While their parents are talking and, like, relaxing for the moment and a half that they have them silence, it's like they're just playing Minecraft the entire time.
Well, don't they have, like, Minecraft EDU or something like that? I don't know. I feel
like
I read about it at
some
point.
Like that.
But...
Like, I've seen educational videos with Minecraft.
Well, not just that, but I feel like... I know they're doing it with Kerbal Space Program too, but I feel like I read at some point that Minecraft like actually created an actual educational version for like physics classes and whatever that they can use in school.
Oh, cool. I haven't seen that yet. No, I've just seen teachers trying to implement it into class in terms of just creative expression of, okay, well, you know, you get to do this and that allows you to do this.
Yeah,
and
then it's a virtual box of Legos.
Yes.
Pretty much, yeah.
And with no transition to jump off on that, because I'm just going to cut this off at this point to be creative. I really wanted to try, but it's not working. But for Spotify is now launching limited free mobile access, which is big news because originally to get Spotify on your mobile device of any sort, it would cost you $10 a month.
Define limited. Without dying.
I hope so. You will be able to, it'll be ad supported, so okay. It'll be a lot like iTunes Radio if you don't have the iCloud access thing.
Right.
And then Pandora if you don't have the Pandora One account, where you'll have ads put in. And then at the same time, there will be a limitation on playlists, but I believe it's based on featured playlists in terms of like, here's Eminem's Spotify, blah, 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 blah.
Gotcha.
It's going to be like, yeah, you could kind of find your friends, but you can't find this thing that we're trying to feature to try to entice you to still pay that however much. Which makes sense. Nice.
Why is this a big deal? I don't use Spotify.
Because
so.
Originally Spotify was not available on mobile unless you paid money.
Oh, okay.
So it's the fact that, I mean, since you haven't used Spotify in a while, it's the one where you can actually like call up a song. I want to listen to this right now versus Pandora's approach, which was I want to listen to something along the lines of this, you know, song or artist. So you have a little bit more control, but they required more commitment from these record labels. Like, okay, this is now okay if we just pay you based on revenue from ads rather than just only from subscription rates. So it's big that more people will be able to essentially sample Spotify on a bigger level versus people who's like, okay, either you commit or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you already had Spotify and that was your thing,
right,
you already had a playlist set up, then I would imagine the extra cost isn't that big a deal.
Right. And again, like I said about Amazon Prime, doing the same thing. It's I have it just so I can always have access to, you know, every single comedy CD, essentially any comedy CD I want to while I'm driving, or, you know, this song that I just can't find the soundtrack to in a physical copy. Which, by the way, it's Muppet Christmas Carol season. I've been listening to all of that.
Oh, my. I really hope Netflix doesn't do ads ever.
Yes, that was actually the last thing.
They're talking about ads on Netflix?
Yeah, they're talking about ads on Netflix, but that would offer money outside of consumer cost to provide more income or provide more free cash to buy more titles and, you know, improve the system without raising prices.
I would rather have a worse system.
I would rather I would take ads if it is at minimum, or at I should say at maximum, basically a carbon copy of Hulu, where it is just one or two. They do a blast of them, and then you're done. Like, you don't have to just do like the stagger, like one every 15 minutes. I would take a block at a time.
Yeah, I might go back to just pirating stuff.
I guess it depends on if Netflix also experiences the same problem as Hulu, where the advertiser is the same person regardless of what show you watch for like a block of 3 weeks, where you just see the same ad looped over and over and over and over and over.
Plus, when you have like on Hulu, when they go into their ad space, or when you're doing a viewer that shows an ad at the beginning. Sometimes if that glitches, then you just can't watch whatever you're trying to watch.
True.
Whereas if I'm trying to download and the flash doesn't work on the actual show itself, you know, there are steps I can take to get around it and access it or refresh. But if I have to refresh and it's crashing on my on the ad page, they seem to do a really poor job with those, and I have a lot of problems getting through the advertisement to get to the episode I watch. I mean, it's happened on YouTube of all places, and they should have really good advertisements.
They should, but I've experienced those too. And I've noticed that on long-form programming, like on tabletop, at like the halfway mark, they will throw in an advertisement at this point, which I'm not used to.
And then I'll have to refresh, and then I'll have to load it again and watch the advertisement again.
Right.
And hopefully I didn't click too far to the left and start loading, you know, before the ad placed in the middle again, and then I get the crash, and then, it's just, if you're going to have ads, make sure that they work, you know?
Before you deter people from the system.
Mm. Yeah.
I won't even accept banner ads on Netflix. No thanks.
Yeah.
Will you pay more?
Would I pay more?
Dude,
to balance out, because they're looking for just money to come in order to, you know, have more titles, newer titles, more agreements, which, you know, based on, like, knowing that when Arrested Development Season 4 came out, they didn't see a lick of increase in terms of accounts. It's just people who had it were happy to have it.
Yeah.
And that's all it was, but they still brought that in sight unseen. House of Cards, same way. They didn't see an increase. They just saw an increase from existing viewership.
Yeah.
So if you want more stuff, either you have to pay more or you have to allow for some sort of advertising capacity.
See, I'm actually really, like, when they started the original programming by Netflix,
mm-hmm.
I was really confused because I was like, there's no way they can, you know, pay for this. Like, there's no way, like, it doesn't, like you were saying, they didn't generate an increase in viewership. And that was my immediate thought, is this, like, they aren't benefiting from original programming besides trying to attract people from other sort. And I didn't think that was a huge deal. Like, if you like that kind of service, you're going to get it.
Yeah.
And not, like, you aren't going to buy Netflix for one season of a show.
One season of one show that you've heard is pretty good.
Yeah. Because it's more like, I'm not going to
buy cable so I can have AMC.
Well, I'd buy cable for Game of Thrones if I couldn't find it.
Well, HBO is still in that debacle of, we want to make money, but we have that contract with all of our cable companies. So,
you know, if advertising became like a serious thing, like Netflix was going to do it, I would definitely pay $1 or $2 more per month.
Netflix is like, what, $8 a month?
Yeah.
No, it is eight.
I'd pay double that. I would pay double what I'm paying. Like, when I heard what Netflix costs when I was signing up, I was like, this is stupid. How can I not do this? This is dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Like, $8 a month for Netflix is crazy cheap to me.
But I mean, you know, there'll be that fallout at the same time.
Right. I mean, we pay $16, and that includes, you know, one DVD at a time or whatever, and that's still actually a pretty damn good deal if you use it on a consistent basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, but the one thing that I will say is, you know, just, what, maybe like a year ago or so, Netflix had that whole Quickster debacle.
Oh, yeah.
Do they really already want to jump into something else that's going to piss off a bunch of people?
Good point.
Well, based on the fact that everyone really has that short attention span of any capacity at all, like, I'm proud when I can get through a TV show at this point because I just have so many things I need to do, but I still want to try to watch stuff.
Right.
So I don't have the attention span to really cover it all at once. And I know I can't watch movies at home anymore because I know I need to do this, that.
Right.
And so it's a waste. But I still want to have my Netflix account regardless, and I will pay more for it.
Yeah. I mean, I binge watch a lot. I'm probably not the typical Netflix user in that I almost never watch movies. I just use it to watch, like, 8 seasons of whatever show.
Exactly.
You know?
That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah.
All I use it for. Yeah.
Katie and I have been devouring Parks and Rec.
Yeah, a great show.
Yeah, we're almost done with what's on Netflix.
Yep. I just got done with the first 2 seasons of Once Upon a Time. I'm actually probably going to wait for season 3 to be on there instead of stealing it, because it's a good show, but I don't think it's worth the extra effort of pirating. And I'm getting into Farscape now that Netflix just got again.
Yeah.
And that's been good so far. I'm only like 5 episodes in.
Okay. I remember watching that as a kid.
It's old.
Yeah.
Well, not super old, but...
And it was kind of good then. I might think about looking into that one again.
Well, the puppetry holds up because, you know, it's like very little CGI, tons of puppets.
Cool.
And they look really good because it's Jim Henson Corporation. Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're kind of getting into the commercial.
I didn't want to kill it, but I was just like, huh?
Yes.
Let's stop.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead, Dan.
Okay, yeah. So we will take a commercial break and come back and play a game of some sort thereafter. Though we will have a definite bonus track because I have other news to talk about that I just want to show a video on that everyone gets to react to. So go to bufferingpodcast.com for that. But we'll see you in a second. Hey, guys. This is Dan. Thank you for listening to episode 110 of the Buffering Podcast, which Adam and I taped on December 10th, 2013, in the Wheels Brewing Co. studio in Minneapolis, Minnesota. You've already heard the conversation that we've had with Dan and Bennett. Great conversation. And plus, there are bonus conversations and upcoming bonus track games, all of which can be found at bufferingpodcast.com. There you can also find articles that Adam and I are writing, plus photos of our guests and an archive of all of our episodes. But bonus tracks. We have lots of bonus tracks this week. Bonus conversations, bonus games, references to other bonus tracks and photos and what have you. So definitely check all that out at bufferingpodcast.com. You can also find the Buffering Podcast online at, Facebook. You could do social media as we wind into that. Facebook.com/bufferingpodcast. Updates about the website, about the show, upcoming guests, photos, release dates. Facebook.com/BufferingPodcast. Twitter, same kind of thing, but we're at Buffer Podcast there, so follow us, like us, what have you. We appreciate you listening. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on iTunes, is another big one. You can search for Buffering, or my name, or Adam's name, or any of our guests' names, past or present. So, Buffering Podcast works better. You can also find the Buffering Podcast on Stitcher Smart Radio at Stitcher.com. Or you can go to your app store for iOS, Android, Kindle Fire, and beyond and download the Stitcher Smart Radio app and search for Buffering Podcast there as well. And lastly, again, we always like to plug our new theme thanks to Samuel Truth, who's a fantastic artist who allowed us to use his music for our new theme song, which you can hear playing in the background. You can learn more about him at samueltruth.bandcamp.com. So thank you, Samuel Truth, for that, and we really appreciate it, and we always will continue to plug you as a result. But it is time to get back into our game, which also has a bonus game that you should check out at bufferingpodcast.com once you're done listening to this one. Here is Build a Title. Enjoy.
Oh, is that from that? Okay, never mind.
Yeah.
Awesome. I don't know.
Yes, so
Build a Title.
We'll play this this time because we've been on a nice tear on this, and it's actually been working out well. So,
Build a Title.
Both of you understand that it. Yeah, both of you have played, right?
Yeah, yes. You can add to either end.
But yep. The starter has to be two words. You have to actually add on to it rather than just reference something that's built in already. Yeah. But a starter.
Yeah, my main problem with this game is thinking of movies that aren't just one word.
Wait, were you talking about doing song titles? Are we going to do that?
Not this time. I think we need to hammer out the details of that because I feel like you could get to the point where we need to have some sort of, you know,
mediator
checks and balances.
System. TV shows are fair game, though, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yes. Yeah. Movies and TV shows.
Digital media at all?
No, anything that has an IMDb credit that has been officially released onto a hard copy or digital file.
Okay.
I concur. Just to keep it from
I've said that
being
exact
like,
thing before, so I knew that saying that same thing would be saved. It's like, yes. Yes.
Yep. Because, I mean, there are plenty of cat videos out there that have had lots of viewership, but...
Even Will Sasso's vines about him having lemon... Did anyone else see this? The Will Sasso vine... craziness where he kept like having lemons in his mouth and he'd spit them out. Okay, everyone needs to find this because
I'm not. I refuse. This sounds no.
It was actually pretty funny, surprisingly. Like this was something where I was the same mentality as you, and then I actually looked up and was like, this is actually really fucking funny. In the weirdest way. I don't know what it is, but Will Sasso lemons on Vine. This was something that happened a while ago, and there are probably like a lot of GIFs made out of this, but same kind of concept.
Huh. Well, that's something to look into, I suppose. But what do we want to start with for our...
Well, I was thinking with Will Sasso...
I don't know who this is.
There are...
Me neither. I'm looking it up right now.
Yeah, he was on recently... Yeah, yeah.
Hmm? Well, you could.
You could. Because I was just going to reference his most recent project at... Oh!
I was just pulling up his Vine to see if I can find
if you can find the videos. He has been on three things. I want to see if we can get anything from any of them. One of them is Three Stooges, the most recent, you know, incarnation.
Oh, yeah, did anybody go to theaters to see that?
No.
I hadn't even heard of that, to be honest.
That's what I figured. Like a year ago or something?
Maybe within the last 24 months, I'd
say. Yeah.
I do not recall this at all.
It did not have a strong release. It did not have anything going its way.
No.
He was also on Mad TV, so I wasn't sure if Mad TV...
I like Mad TV, or I liked it. I don't know if I still like it.
I recognize his face.
It's some very iconic skits in that show.
Or the other one is he's on the TV show, I don't know if they call it Shit My Dad Says, but it's based off... The one that's based off of the Twitter account. Stuff My Dad Says, or maybe it could be bleeped out shit. I'm not sure.
I think it is where they actually, you know, do like number sign, exclamation point, et cetera, et cetera. Plus,
type in Shit My Dad Says on the keyboard.
Okay.
Because I don't have control anymore.
Wasn't he on Mad TV?
Yes. That was my second suggestion.
Man. Oh, sorry, I completely messed that up as I was reading here.
I got it.
Sweet.
It is numbers, money sign, number sign, asterisk, exclamation point, My Dad Says.
Okay, cool.
So
I wasn't far off.
I wasn't sure if says and shit or something ends in sh would be worthwhile, but maybe Mad TV. I don't know if that is a strong starter, but
I think TV is going to be tough.
Yeah. That's why I was kind of stopping myself at the same
time. No,
I wanted to try for a second, but if we don't want to start with Will Sasso.
We can start with Mad TV. I'll even start it.
Do it to it.
Mad TV for Vendetta.
There we go.
That works. Or I was going to say Mad TVR Troopers.
interesting choice. So, Adam, I don't know if you have anything for Mad TV for Vendetta. Since we're going to try to do the cyclical, but if anyone does have anything, feel free to say, oh, pick me, teacher, kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm not sure if this is a saying or an actual movie.
I'm going to, let's see. I think it works. I think this works. Mad TV for Vendetta. No, it doesn't work. Because they're...
Okay, is Stark Raving Mad a movie, or am I just crazy?
Stark Raving Mad
TV for Vendetta.
Yeah, can you build anything off of Stark as an alternative to...
what did you say?
Stark Raving Mad TV for Vendetta. I feel like that's just a common phrase. I don't think I've ever known that movie.
I will verify it.
It's got to be some romantic comedy bullshit.
I'm pretty sure it's actually a TV show. That's what I took from it.
Yeah.
But we will find out as Adam...
Stark Raving Mad TV for Vendetta.
Movie. Sean William Scott.
And what's it called? Stark Raving Mad?
Stark Raving Mad.
Never heard of
it. A crook... quietly plots his revenge against the boss who murdered his brother while working for him.
Huh.
What year?
This would be 2002.
Hmm.
Sean William Scott. No other real recognizable names yet. Ooh, Lou Diamond Phillips. Dave Foley. Other people I don't really recognize.
Huh, okay, so Stark Raving Mad TV for Vendetta.
Star.
Yeah. is we get to work with Star.
But on the end, not the beginning. It's just Star Wars.
Well. I need the verification on the second word, but America's Next Star? Craving Mad? Is it America's Next?
I don't think so.
Top Model is what
I remember Top Model.
No, I mixed up America's Got Talent with something. Never mind. Okay. I tried. Star.
What ends with star?
Because when you think of
Bright Star. There you go. So
Bright Stark Raving Mad TV for Vendetta.
There you go.
Tabbouleh, I can't think of Rye. Bright. I can't think of her name. The cartoon Rainbow Bright.
Nice work.
Rainbow Bright Stark Raving Mad TV for Vendetta.
Reading Rainbow.
Oh, that's good. That's very good.
Raving Mad TV for Vendetta.
Reading Rainbow Mad. No. Reading Rainbow
Bright.
Bright. Bright Star Craving Mad TV for Vendetta Tarzan.
Oh.
Good, good.
Sam.
Got it. Got it. Reading Rainbow Bright Star Craving Mad TV for Vendetta Tarzanadu.
Oh my God.
What?
See, I thought you were going to do Annie. And I was like, oh, I could possibly work off of that. Tarzan. Ugh. Okay.
Tarzanadu.
Oh, okay. I got this. If I remember the start, though, I can't remember. What? Somebody give me the start, and I can go from there.
It's just reading.
Reading.
Yeah, thank you. Reading. I couldn't remember the first word. I knew it was rainbow. I was like, reading rainbow, bright, starking,
starking
mad
Stark raving.
TV.
Stark raving.
Yeah, Stark raving. I can't remember any of this. Yeah, Stark no, raving so mad TV for Vendette. Do the right thing. Wow, that was more painful than it should have been. Cool. So do the right thing. Oh, but I wish it was that thing. That'd make it easy.
That thing you do. Yeah.
Do the right thing. So thing. What the thing? A thing. Ing. Ingmar. Dan, you're doing a dance. I have to wonder why.
Do you have a thing?
Yeah.
I have something, but don't I have to wait my turn?
Well, you can
ahead.
At least like suggest.
I saved Adam.
Oh, okay,
before.
That's true. All right, so we have Reading Rainbow Bright Star Craving Mad TV V for Vendetta Tarzan Do the Right Thing Glorious Bastards.
Oh my gosh, that's awesome.
That is very good.
Yeah, you're very good at just getting the sound. I have to do the whole word or
yeah.
I just can't think.
That's why when I play this game, it usually ends up being like super long.
But we appreciate those where we can, in fact, build on it, where it's not like we got like four in a row
right.
and we have to give up already. But I like I said, I'm keeping track of the time. And what we could do is finish when we need to finish and then do
right.
an extension. It's like, oh, here's how far we got thereafter.
Right.
Okay.
Oh.
Never ending store reading rainbow.
Oh, God, that was good.
Oh, yeah.
Rainbow.
Bright.
Star.
Raving.
Star Raving Mad TV.
For Vendetta.
Vendetta Tarzan.
Do the right thing.
Glorious bastards.
Woof. Oh my good golly gosh.
Oh, beautiful.
Man.
Okay.
So it's bastards and it's never.
Okay.
Or the nav.
It is the. Yeah. It's always the never-ending story, isn't it?
We drop the V's kind and of a U's capstone. Because you don't end on the or the or.
Yeah.
Not that often. So, never. Nah.
My brain's not working all that great.
Okay, is Never Say Never a movie?
Never Say Never Again is a Bond movie. But
I wouldn't be surprised if Never Say Never.
Yeah.
But that still leaves us with Never at the beginning.
So here,
I know, but it leaves us with a different Never. Which is the whole point.
Wait, no, I can't look this up because if I look up Never, I'll see something with the proper end of Never.
Oh.
So that's tricksy.
Shoot. We don't have a
verification of sorts. I would agree to Never Say Never.
Well, I don't know. I don't actually know if it's a thing. I'm just throwing out a saying, so I don't think we should use it because I don't have like something in mind.
Either way, it still starts with never.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It's not really that big of a difference.
True.
Only like 8 letters. Not that big of a deal.
Never.
All right, so we got Never and Bastards. Anything that starts with turds?
Yeah, I was thinking about
Erds.
That. Erds. Turds.
This might actually be a jump off and try again.
Yeah.
Just we're pretty big.
What?
We're pretty big right now.
Yeah, we didn't do horribly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a good warm up.
Yeah, exactly. Now we can do one that lasts 3 hours. So
recap. Yeah. Never ending store, reading rainbow, bright, stark, raving, mad TV for Vendetta, Tarzana, do the right thing
glorious bastards.
Not bad.
No.
Not bad at all.
Try saying that 3 times fast.
Pass.
Never the... No.
So, are we going to hit the reset button?
I guess so.
Yeah. Bold. We got 15 minutes left, so we can do something strong.
Cool.
I don't know if either of you have something that just kind of popped into mind that, yes, we should try this. Why didn't we use this?
I don't know if this is good, but I kind of want to start with Pacific Rim because it's an awesome movie. Isn't there a movie title that ends in... I probably can't do my own.
Well, maybe if you can, here's an example. I'd take... Because I've done that for openers. I'm just like, here's this, and I thought maybe we could go this way on it.
I have something for Pacific, but I don't have anything for Rim yet.
I need to... Oof. I can't think of the Dustin Hoffman.
Got it. I've got something for both ends.
I got one too. I'll let you do yours.
You do the front end because I just came up with something for the back end.
Okay.
Damn it.
So I've got South Pacific Rim.
Yep.
South Pacific Rim Mortal Kombat.
Ah, damn
yes,
it.
Yes, it comes back.
Because I was trying to. It's either the Imaginarium or the Maginorium of Dr. Parnassus. Dustin Hoffman and Natalie Portman movie where she just did V for Vendetta, so she had the pixie cut. Right.
My other...
What was it called? No, Dr. Parnassus, that was the...
That was the Heath Ledger.
That was the Heath Ledger he died halfway everybody through played and everybody that else, character. Yeah. Imagine Dr. McGorigan?
I have no idea what you're talking about, Dan.
Sorry, I have to look this up since we're going to do...
Magic Emporium or something like
something.
That? But my ender was Pacific Remember the Titans.
Oh, yeah, that would work too.
All right. But, we have South Pacific Remortal Combat.
Yeah.
Come.
Can I go on or
give me a second, a sporting chance.
Yeah.
Okay. Because I keep thinking of North by Northwest just because I keep trying to think of directions.
I keep wanting to turn the ad into an 8, but that's not how it works.
I have something for combat as well, Mortal Kombat, for the ending.
I have something for the beginning.
Come on. Give me a second.
All right.
I can do this.
Do you got it?
Oh, no.
South Pacific Rim Mortal Kombat. Due South is that's a TV show.
Yeah.
You're up.
It's my turn.
Yep.
Okay. Damn it. Due South Pacific Rim Mortal Kombat Man.
Wow, I feel ashamed now.
That's so easy.
Okay. Please. Okay. Softball, because I haven't contributed yet.
That thing you do south. Pacific Rim.
Wait, the thing you.
Rim that, Mortal it, Kombat.
Phonetic. It's that thing you do south.
Oh. Okay.
Pacific Rim Mortal Kombat Man. Mentioned it earlier in the episode. Has to be done. That thing you do South Pacific Rim. I was going to do yours.
Yeah.
Was it?
Rim?
Yeah, South, Rim
Mortal. Rim Mortal.
Rim Mortal Kombat Man in the Moon.
Ooh.
On the moon. On the moon? In the moon.
On. I think we did that one, that branch last.
No, we didn't episode. Do Man in the Moon. Oh, they did?
On the moon?
I think so.
I know where you're going with this.
Yeah, because we did Moonraker after
but
that.
But we've hit Moon before in different incarnations.
That's true, but...
Because this time I'm actually questioning because I don't know if it's Man in the Moon or on the moon.
On.
I remember on you questioning moon. That last really? Time we yeah. did really? This run, though.
Yeah, you were just screwed by Past Dan. Damn you, Past Dan! Because I have an ender, too.
Hold on. Quit cutting me out of the damn game.
Hey, this is the first time I've been able to like one up Dan in a game here, so I have to.
I just want to play now, damn it. Because, I mean, we can keep playing and you can screw me later. I just want to get one in on the episode.
Put me
just
in, one coach. For one.
Yeah, exactly. And I keep thinking of the wrong thing.
He's gonna hate me.
Just do it. Just stab you. Just cut. All just...
right. That thing you do, South Pacific,
Rim.
Pacific Rim, Mortal Kombat, Man of Steel.
Ah.
Yeah, I didn't see it. I didn't want to see it.
I didn't. Okay, oh, you never saw the movie, or you didn't see it happening?
Tap in.
Okay,
he's fine. Back.
All right, fine. There it was. I needed something. So it's Man of Stealing Harvard.
No. Not where I would have gone, but okay.
Oh,
I know it's kind of an ender, but I wanted to contribute, damn it.
Vard.
I was going to go with Steel Magnolias.
Ah, ooh. Nice. Yeah.
Yes, because Magnolias is so much easier to go off of. Let me think of all the movies that start with Magnolias.
True.
Well... Final syllables there are favorable too, but Vard.
Aardman Productions.
Arduous. Arduous, yeah. I just thought of Arduous too.
Ardo? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
I mean, well, we're right at the front at least.
That.
Is there a movie called Take That? That's kind of a killer, too. Or... This and that, or...
Been there, done that?
Ugh.
For some reason, I keep thinking
She's
Take
All
That.
That.
Oh, that's the one. Mamma Mia. La Sebasta Meatball.
Hey, Macarena.
Oh, she's so close.
She's all that thing you do... The
south.
Right. Do South Pacific Rim Mortal Kombat Batman
of Steel. Whatever you said.
In Harvard.
Stealing Harvard.
Harvard. Oh, yeah, we did that. That kept off.
Tom Green movie. I don't know.
Is there something that has like Harvard whatever?
Maybe like a National Lampoon kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, what did you put it to? Oh,
she's
all that.
She's all that. So
she's all that.
She. Or sh.
Hmm.
Ah.
Huh?
it's an anime. It's called Mushi Shi.
Moo. So, I don't know your moon speed.
Yeah, so Mushi Shi's okay, all that.
I'm pretty sure I could verify that safely without running into issues.
Yeah, M-U-S-H-I-S-H-I.
Oh, yeah, I took Japanese.
Okay.
Agreed. It existed from 2005 to 2006, short-lived.
It's on Netflix. I've watched it.
And no names recognized. So, Mushi Shi's all that. Okay, moo. That thing you moo.
Cows go moo.
But I don't think that's a movie or TV show.
I'm going to make it right now.
Mushi, she's all that thing you do. South Pacific, Rim Mortal Kombat.
I keep trying to do yours. Yours is so good. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, but it's true.
Combat Man
of Stealing Harvard.
Okay.
I'm glad this isn't a memory game like it was supposed to
be. It is at the same time. It really is. Though, it might be...
It's groupthink is what it is.
I think it might be a good time to do plugs, and then we'll do one more round, because I know everyone's kind of wanting one more.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So...
So, Dan, do you have anything coming up Friday or thereafter that you want people to know about?
Not really. I mean, most of our public gigs with Decantus are done. However, if I may do a plug for them, we did record an album earlier this year, which is now out for sale. You can get it on our website, which is decantus.com, D-E-C-A-N-T-U-S. Other than that, yeah, nothing really
coming up until next year. Are you looking into the digital availability as well, like through Amazon?
Not
or?
This time around. We tried that with the last album, and it just didn't really do much. So, okay. Just hard copies right now, but like I said, you can order them right off the website, or if you happen to come to Renaissance Festival or happen to see any one of us before then, we can hook you up too.
So. Sounds good.
Right on.
And any social media, Twitter, what have you?
Not really. I have Twitter just because I follow a couple people, but I don't actually post anything. Yeah. So.
I wasn't sure if that had changed, so I figured out.
No, it's actually less involved than before, and I was barely involved then, so. Yep.
Yeah.
Bennett, how about you?
Nothing besides the weekly open board gaming night at Fantasy Flight Gaming Center up in Roseville.
What night is that?
Oh, yeah.
Every Friday night they do that. Well, we'll be there on Saturdays, too, but there's not as many people.
I just got back into tabletops, so now it's... Oh, more. I actually found Alhambra as a mobile app, in case anyone watches that show, because it's a fun game.
Okay.
I need to get back into that show. Yeah.
Yeah. But they have food and... there now, like they have a kitchen with the burgers and stuff, and they're expanding their menu.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot of floor space for minis and board games, and they have a bunch of new games in there every week pretty much for sale, so it's a real cool place to hang out, play games.
And then social media of any sort of yours?
I hate social media. It's the devil.
There you go. Perfect. Good answer. Why not?
There you go.
Adam?
Well, you got your Decantus plug. Let's throw a Court Revelers plug in.
Huzzah.
There, too. The latest CD, Revelers on the Rocks, was a highly limited edition release for a while there. But we do have more copies available now. So just in time for the holidays, God, you can pick up Revelers on the Rocks.
Good.
And I believe Seraph Choir Singeth is also... We also have a run of those available as well. So please feel free to check those out. You can drop us a line at courtrevelers.com. And yep, you can find me on Twitter at ADAMERDMANN. You can find out what music I've been listening to on Last FM, my handle there being admin7. And that should do it for now. Dan, what do you have?
This is not a new plug of any sorts, but I have just gotten into a podcast that's available from Minnesota Public Radio called Wits, where they bring on some sort of person of notoriety, most likely an actor or an actress or a comedian or something of that capacity, and then pair them with a musician, where recently I found out that my parents went to see Jim Gaffigan performing with Bus Driver, who's a rapper out of L.A., huh. And this takes place at the Fitzgerald Theater in St. Paul on a monthly basis. But I've just gotten into listening to the shows, and the podcasts are fantastic and definitely worthwhile. So definitely check that out. Otherwise, definitely support Christo's Greek Restaurant, which is located in St. Paul in Union Depot, Minneapolis on Eat Street between 26th and 27th. And then in Minnetonka on Highway 7. Good Greek food, and I'll be there. At Minnetonka, at least. And you can find me on Twitter, at Dan L. Whalen. But I think that's it for now. So, Dan, Bennett, thank you very much for joining us for episode 110.
Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
And then everyone definitely tune in this week for bonus tracks where we have extra conversation and another round of build a title. So, thanks for listening, and listen again.
Have a good night.
Yeah.
Woo! Bye-bye.
Drive safe.